Welcome to our little VIP area, Sammy Brooks. Hello.
Oh my God, the VIP area is amazing. It's the best VIP area I've ever been to in my life, love.
You're so kind.
It's lovely. It's very comfy.
Our VIP area.
Nice
sort of,
chairs.
We've sort of stormed it a little bit.
We've had this flown in especially for you, you know.
No.
And the carpet as well.
Yep.
Carpet's lovely. Very clean.
Very nice. Sammy, welcome to the Apollo here in Rhyl.
It's lovely to be here.
Right then, we're going to ask you some questions now. We always like to do this. How did you get into singing?
How did I get into singing? Well, I'd say going back, it started at school actually. Actually, primary school I was pretty shy, which is hard to believe, but I was. But I think when I got to high school, I started doing school productions, things like that. And then going out, singing on karaoke, singing in the house, singing at every opportunity. And it kind of went from there, really.
Right, so it escalated. One of the other questions, what about influences? Sort of, who's influenced your style or the type of music that you, not necessarily always sing, but enjoy, but also listen to? Anybody in particular?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? There's so many. I'd say that my idol has to be Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney, definitely. But I am a lover of, like, big band music, so I love, like, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, you know, all the greats, all the old kinds of songs I like.
That's like foundational stuff, that, isn't it? That's where it all sort of began, wasn't it?
Definitely.
Right, so that's amazing, that.
So let's talk X Factor.
Oh, yes.
X Factor.
What was it like for you? How was it?
Do you know what? It was amazing. It really was. I still can't. It's still not sinking in that I've actually been on the show.
No.
When people stop me in that and ask for pictures and autographs, I just find it really bizarre. but it's just weird because I've watched it and I've also like watched American Idol as well.
Yeah.
Like all the Idol programs. Got the DVD, so kind of studied it. And to think that I've been a part of that, it's really weird. Mm.
Did you sort of bond with anyone there while you was there in the house? And
yeah. God, there was... At the beginning, I think there was like 28 of us in the house. But... I was everyone's friend, but I kind of pottered around the younger ones like Janet Devlin and Little Mix. Definitely got on with the girls. Very happy they won. Also, Johnny. Obviously, me and Johnny shared a room together. So I really bonded with Johnny. Misha. A lot of them. But
do you stay in touch with them all still, do you?
Yes. Little Mix. I just texted today. Marcus. Craig texted me yesterday. Johnny. So everyone's really, really busy, though. A lot of us have got, like, a week off now.
Yeah.
So over Christmas and that. And it's nice to come home. Mm. A lot of people have gone away, but I like to come home and see my dad and just see my family and stuff.
No place like home.
No place like real, sweetheart.
Absolutely. So what was it like, then, in the house itself? Who did the hoovering?
Do you know what? In the end, there was cleaners.
No? Is that because you made so much of a mess?
Do you know what? It was the boys. It was the boys from the Risk and New Vibe. The boys were so messy.
Right.
And the girls' room, because at the beginning, we all shared, me and Little Mix, Misha, Kitty, we all shared a room. So I was just like, oh my God, the mess. There was hairspray, fake tan, glitter. You can imagine so many girls sharing a room. Yeah.
That's like our studio at Point FM with Dan Porter.
That's like Craig's bedroom.
I know, I can tell with Dan because his hair's all nice and gelled. So
and I haven't got any, neither has he.
Just rubbing that in a little bit. So how did you find the judges? Were the judges laid back or were they...
I loved, out of the judges, I was at my first audition, I was in awe of Kelly Rowland.
Right.
But the ones that I liked the most at the end were definitely Talisa and Gary.
Yeah.
Talisa because she's just so down to earth and normal, and Gary because he's really helping me a lot with auditions and things.
Because Louis has been quite controversial this year, hasn't he?
Louis's
been in the paper everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was your mentor.
He was.
What did you think of him? What was he?
Louis's the oldest judge and he's got the most experience. And he knows what he's talking about. You know, he's got Westlife, he's got Boyzone, he had Girls Aloud. But I think they should swap it around a little bit more because Louis always gets the overs. And I was like praying for Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
But he's got, apart from song choices, that's all I will say. You know, we beg to differ on song choices because you have to kind of do what they say.